Maxi, we've been following this breaking news. You have confirmed it. Zimmer and Spielman out.
Yeah, no surprise on Zimmer. I think that on Saturday he knew. Spielman, a little bit more of a surprise because there had been a picture painted where he could stick around. And, you know, I've always thought that he had a real good relationship with Wilfs, and maybe does. You know, this could be purely a business decision, that he could find a role on the team. One of the problems, Vanita, has been over the last couple years internally is who's watching the hen house, so to speak. The Wilfs live in New Jersey. There's nobody really at the facility from the ownership group. And so even though Mark Wilf serves as president of the Vikings, you know, it's entitled, but he's the owner. And they had some of that when Kevin Warren was there, now the Big Ten commissioner. I don't know that that he and Rick always saw eye to eye on things, but he was there and he was a trusted advisor to the Wilfs. And so I don't know if they're going to reconstruct this thing somehow so that there's more of a presence from them, so they know what's going on, maybe on a more on more of a daily basis. There's some questions amongst the team and maybe people out there that there did need to be a culture shift, that things were. I don't want to say there was a power structure to it, but that there was a maybe a trust level that needs to be reengaged with players and other people. So I know I'm speaking kind of vaguely there because I don't want to tell you everything.
But I
do think that in the reconstruct, that will be addressed. There will be people held accountable that are still there, that maybe some players don't think have been.
So you hear that term players coach a lot. What does that mean exactly? I mean, I think it's, and what kind of an impact can it have on a team to have a players coach?
It's a really good question because generally speaking, a players coach is ask the player. If the player likes him, then he's a players coach. If he doesn't like him, then he's not a players coach, but it might be the same coach.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in general, players will tell you that they want to be told up front how they're assessed by the coach. They don't want to find out secondhand, and they don't want the coach to ever tell them one thing and then their actions represent something else. They want to, and then the second piece to that is, when you talk about a player's coach, they want to believe that the coach wants them to do well, that he's doing everything he can to make them better as a player. And so it's not personal, whatever he does, but that when he looks you in the eye, it's because he wants to see you become a better football player in this case. And that, to me, would be the definition of a player's coach, is that you believe he wants you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And he's not playing games like, I'm going to tell you one thing, but boy, we got to get this first round draft pick on the field. Even though he's not as good as you, I'm going to play him instead because the organization wants me to play him because he's a first round pick. A player's coach would say, never, man, I'll never play that guy just because he's a first round pick. I'm going to defend my other players that have earned it. That would be some examples of a player's coach.
Do you think his son becoming an integral part of the team hurt him at all?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I think that the whole nepotism thing with the Vikings has gone on too long. I mean, this goes back to Norv Turner and Scott Turner, and then continued. And obviously, Mike Zimmer has Adam Zimmer, who's a co-defensive coordinator, Andre Patterson's co-defensive coordinator, his son's on the staff. So I don't think that helped at all. And you see this often. You very seldomly see it work. In Minnesota, you can look at it alone. You know, Tubby Smith brought Saul Smith onto the staff. It didn't work. Because the reason that it's tough is if that guy's not a really good coach, then players don't know what they can say around that guy that might get back. Now, I don't think that happened with Adam Zimmer. He was a quiet guy. But I do think that Mike didn't do himself any favors by making that move.
We're talking with Mike Max. Zimmer and Spielman out with the Vikings. Who are the names that you're sort of hearing right now?
You know, again, the right question and a great question for me. The question is now, you're going to have to get a GM in quick if the GM is going to hire the next coach. And so you better have somebody that's ready to take that with a plan as to who they're going to go out and get.
Do you think they have a plan?
Yes, I do. I think given the fact that they acted this quickly and eliminated both Spielman and Zimmer, that they have a plan. Now the question the people that the Vikings are asking is, who are they listening to? If they're not listening to Rick and Zimmer, who are they listening to outside of, you know, who have they brought into their fold? Kevin Warren could be a good example, Big Ten commissioner, who knows, you know, who was with them for a long time, and you know, not that he'd work in an official capacity, but I mean, they have sources like that they could check with. I just had somebody text me today saying, check out Trent Kirchner. He's the assistant GM at Seattle with Schneider, the GM. Schneider's a St. Thomas guy. Kirchner's a St. John's guy, and they coexist and work in Seattle.
How does that work? A Johnny
and
a Tommy?
How does that work?
Yeah.
but he's seen as a possible, you know, a guy that could be up and coming. There's going to be several names that you're going to hear floated around, but I just got that text from someone, and I thought, well, that's at least an interesting name. I assume what they're going to, you know, the Wilfs aren't going to hire a head coach because they don't have any acumen for that. They're going to have to have somebody make that hire for them and vet the coaching candidates. That's why I believe they have a general manager or somebody that's going to step in and lead that charge in mind. And the other thing is, a good general manager isn't going to want this job unless he can, you know, he can hire the head coach.
Sports to the Max became very interesting tonight, right? You're going to have a busy
yes,
night.
Yes, oh yeah, we'll be all over this, yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Maxie. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Vanita.
We'll continue to follow this, and of course, we are giving away Bon Jovi tickets. Get ready to sing.